He that is faithful in very little is faithful also in much, and he that is unrighteous in very little is unrighteous in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Luke 16:10-13. These statements were made by the Lord on the heels of his lesson concerning the unjust servant, who, having been accused of wasting his master's goods, was told, "Thou canst be no longer steward." Luke 16:1-2. There are numerous opportunities in life wherein stewardship is required. The Apostle Paul said, "Look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Ephesians 5:15-16. When the Apostle Paul wrote to Titus concerning servants, Paul said that servants are to be in subjection to their own masters, and to be well-pleasing to them in all things, not gainsaying, not purloining, but showing good fidelity. Titus 2:9-10. Purloining is to give away, to privately sell, or otherwise waste the master's goods. Oftentimes, individuals limit their view of stewardship as a burden, as stated by Jehovah, saying, "When this people, or the prophet, or priest, shall ask thee, saying, What is the burden of Jehovah? Then shalt thou say unto them, What burden? I will cast you off, saith Jehovah. And as for the prophet, and the priest, and the people that shall say, The burden of Jehovah, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus shall ye say every one to his neighbor, and every one to his brother, What hath Jehovah answered? What hath Jehovah spoken? And the burden of Jehovah shall ye mention no more, for every man's own word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of Jehovah of hosts, our God." Jeremiah 23:33-36. This was similarly stated by the Apostle Paul to the Philippians, saying, "So then, my beloved, even as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and questioning, that ye may become blameless and harmless, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye are seen as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life." Philippians 2:12-16. Rather than viewing one's labor in the Lord in such a manner, and knowing that ye are not your own, for ye were bought with a price, glorify God therefore in your body, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. We suggest a view of the blessings, as did the church in Philadelphia, of whom the Lord said, "Because thou didst keep the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of trial, that hour which is to come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no one take thy crown. He that overcometh, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out thence no more. And I will write upon him the name of God." Revelation 3:10-12. "Thus, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." Revelation 2:10. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord, saying, "Who then is the faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall set over his household to give them their portion of food in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will set him over all that he hath. And with that great opportunity comes great responsibility, saying, and to whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom they commit much, of him will they ask the more. Luke 12:42-44 and verse 48.